Opinions about what went wrong.
1.
Oh, it was terrible. We had to put half the guests in a little side room which we don't usually use. We did manage to organise a pretty decent buffet at very short notice, but we were still putting things on the tables when most of the guests arrived. A lot of the guests took one look at it and went home. They'd been promised a proper dinner, so I can't say I blame them.
2.
I'm quite angry about the way they're trying to put the blame on us. I know the guy who took the booking, and he's absolutely certain they said 75 guests, not 175. So I think it was their mistake. Of course, now they're putting pressure on the management for compensation. I don't think they should get anything, but they're old clients, so, well, I guess they will.
3.
I didn't go to the dinner, but I share an office with Caitlin, and I can tell you it put her in a terrible mood for the rest of the week, and I'm not surprised. The hotel put her in a really difficult situation with some very big donors of ours. It was so embarrassing. But what could she do? We'll be asking for compensation, of course. I made the booking for the dinner myself, and I'm sure I said 175 guests.
4.
Obviously, I'm very concerned. We've put a lot of time, money and effort into our catering services recently, building good relationships with local businesses, local charities and so on. And obviously, something like this involving so many people, well, it puts our reputation at risk. They'll ask for massive compensation, of course, which we can't give them, but I've instructed the hotel manager to be as generous as possible. And in future, to ask our clients to confirm their bookings in writing.